Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, the NYPD last year fired the lowest number of gunshots ever, an annual firearms discharge review shows.
The training that police officers get now, better shooting practices, more detailed training at the range, the use of technology, have all brought down the number of shootings.
An international plot to blow up cargo planes bound for the U.S. is the focus of the latest NYPD SHIELD conference.
It's these pre-operational acts, which are particularly critical for us in law enforcement and you within the security industry, to identify and interrupt an attack before it occurs.
And new dogs soon will join the NYPD canine force with enhanced explosive detection ability.
Their training consists of traditional explosives detection work, static packages that don't move, and the heavy focus is on the vapor wake portion, which is to detect people.
I'm Jesse Peterman. Last year, New York City officers fired their weapons a total of 296 times in only 105 incidents, the lowest since reports were first compiled in 1971. The low compares to over 2,500 shots fired in 1972. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly.
In the early 70s, we were up over 2,500 bullets fired in a year. You can see a tremendous decrease. Crime has decreased as well. So, I mean, that's also one of the reasons why we have fewer shootings.
Less than 1% of the police force fired at suspects, and in those relatively few cases, they showed measurable restraint.
The average number of rounds being fired in an adversarial conflict is less than 5.
Additionally, 38% of officers in shooting incidents fired only one time. The total number of incidents includes all shootings, including accidental discharges or the shooting of an animal. 92% of subjects in adversarial shooting incidents had prior arrests.
Training and emphasis on controlled shooting is paying off. Obviously, we want officers to use their weapons to protect themselves and the public when it's necessary.
The NYPD Firearms Discharge Review is available on the department's website via nyc.gov. It was out of an abundance of caution that the NYPD bomb squad last month was called to investigate a package from Yemen that landed in New Jersey on a UPS plane and then made its way via truck to Brooklyn. The box ultimately contained bank deposit slips and was deemed harmless. The attention paid to it and one other parcel were part of a wider investigation stemming from an overseas plot to blow up planes. Inspector Jack Nicholson of the NYPD Counterterrorism Bureau.
On Thursday, October 28th, British police were called to a suspicious package job at East Midlands Airport in the United Kingdom. It contained an IED, or improvised explosive device, inside the printer being shipped. Later on that day, a second device was also reported discovered aboard a FedEx plane in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Authorities identified both packages, examined them, rendered them safe, and then the forensic process and investigation began. The explosive reported discovered is identified as PETN, a highly effective and powerful explosive.
As Inspector Nicholson told a recent SHIELD audience, parcel bombs have been used over the decades by a variety of terrorists.
A key element of terrorist attacks are dry runs, or pre-operational surveillance prior to a terrorist attack. Basically a practice run to get your timing, your tactics, and your planning down. Since 1970, over 600 attacks worldwide have used explosives to target airports and planes. Approximately 75% of these attacks caused no fatalities, but a small percentage of these attacks were extremely lethal. Aviation targets attract terrorists, especially the Al-Qaeda network, because of their potential for mass casualties, the impact on commerce, political policy, and the media attention derived. The devices in this attack were innovative, well hidden, difficult to detect, with a powerful explosive yield. More than 25% of goods traded worldwide are shipped by air. Of those, 42% travel in the cargo holds of passenger aircraft. Parcel bombs continue to be a threat.
The NYPD SHIELD program is a membership organization of about 6,000 private sector security managers. More information can be found on the web at nypdshield.org. NYPD canine units work in subways, in searches for suspects and missing persons, and inspect various sites for possible explosive elements. The department's four-legged force of German Shepherds, Bloodhounds, and Labradors already are trained to track evidence and perform explosive trace detection. Soon, transit and emergency service police officers will have dogs that can pick out plumes of vapor, such as that emitted by a person wearing explosives under their clothing. Lieutenant John Pappas is one supervisor whose canine transit officers will utilize the new dogs.
It's very involved training. These dogs are basically traditional explosives detection canines, given additional training to detect explosives on people that are moving through a crowd, or they have the explosives on their back or on their person, they're moving through an area. Their nose is 500 to 1,000 times more sensitive than a human nose. And they detect plumes of vapor that come off of a person.
The dogs will be assigned anywhere there are large flowing crowds, including the city subway system, and at major events including parades and the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Vapor Wake dogs are expected to complete training early next year. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.